This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden making an unannounced visit to Ukrainian capital on Monday ahead of the one-year anniversary of the Russian invasion there. VOA White House correspondent Anita Powell reports.
Biden was supposed to depart for Poland on Monday, but instead flew via Germany to Poland and then made a 10-hour train ride to Kyiv, where he delivered a strong message about a conflict that he has described as a battle between autocracy and democracy.
Democracy stands. The Americans stand with you, and the world stands with you.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky welcomed Biden's announcement of an aid package worth nearly $500 million that the Pentagon said would include ammunition, artillery rounds, mortars, anti-armor systems, air surveillance radars, vehicles, parts, and more support equipment. Anita Powell, VOA News, Washington.
China now says that it's deeply concerned about the escalation of the Ukraine conflict and the possibility of the situation spiraling out of control. The foreign minister, Qin Gang, said on Tuesday that we urge certain countries to immediately stop fueling the fire. The number of dead continued to rise, resulting from another quake in Turkey and Syria on Monday.
The fresh earthquake comes just 2 weeks after Turkey's worst quake in modern history left tens of thousands dead. Buildings were damaged even more on Monday, leaving dust in the night air in central Antakya city, where the quake was centered. That's according to two Reuters reporters who said the tremors were strong and lasting. Emergency workers rushed to help residents, some of whom had been living in temporary tents. Smaller tremors have jolted the region in the last 2 weeks, but Monday's quake was the largest since.
That's Reuters' Jillian Kitchener. This is VOA News. Hundreds of rescuers in Brazil continue to search for survivors of landslides and flooding that killed at least 40 people along the coast of the country's southern state of Sao Paulo following a huge weekend downpour. In a neighboring area, a 7-year-old girl was killed. The disaster in an area famous for beaches flanked by mountains prompted cancellations in many cities of carnival festivities. Israel's government advances a judicial overhaul despite historic uproar and calls for restraint from the United States. More from VOA show Ramsey.
Israel's parliament has for the first time advanced a plan to overhaul the legal system. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's governing coalition on Tuesday gave the proposal initial approval after hours of debate, as despite some of the biggest protests ever seen in Israel and warnings from military and business leaders, critics say it would undermine Israel's system of checks and balances and gives the prime minister too much power. They say Netanyahu, who faces trial on corruption charges, has a conflict of interest. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
There's new hope for stroke victims dealing with partial paralysis, AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
It's the first of its kind experiment. Heather Rendulik of Pennsylvania could not use her left arm or hand due to a stroke. Researchers implanted a device that zaps the 33-year-old's spinal cord in spots that control hand and arm motions, and it worked.
Everything we did just blew me out of the water, blew my mind that, you know, this technology was helping me improve in ways that I didn't think were possible.
It's not a cure because the effects end after researchers remove the device and far more study is needed. But this stimulator technology already is being tested to help people move their legs after a spinal cord injury. I'm Shelley Adler.
Last year saw a record number of guns intercepted at airport checkpoints across the United States. The numbers have been steadily climbing and hit 6,542 and counting. The Transportation Safety Administration head says this is a reflection of what's going on in society and there are more people carrying firearms. Experts do not think it's an epidemic of would-be hijackers. Nearly everyone caught claims they've forgotten they had their gun with them, but experts emphasize the danger even one gun can pose in the wrong hands on a plane or at a checkpoint. The top 10 list for gun interceptions is Dallas, Austin, and Houston in Texas, three airports in Florida, Nashville, Tennessee, Atlanta, Phoenix, and Denver. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.